Get this scene. You're driving along in your car, Kvish Echad, a little bit over the speed limit. You suddenly hit an oil spill, and you run into the only Ferrari in Israel. $250,000 down the drain. And your insurance ran out last night. And you have a din coming up. You have a judgment. You got to go to court. $250,000 on the line. Now, most people would naturally be nervous in such a situation. Be nervous. Be concerned. What's going to be? And no way to make the money. But let's say you're not concerned. You're an even-keeled guy. Never get uptight. But you'd at least think intelligently, how am I going to deal with this judgment? How am I going to deal with this judge? What am I going to do? What works for him? What does he want to hear from me? A little bribery? Does he like French poetry? Is he into cooking? What am I going to say to him? How am I going to speak to him? How can I win the judgment? And so too, earlier daughters, earlier generations, as I'm sure everybody's heard over El, we're in trepidation, we're serious already. Rabbi Salanter fell out of his bed. By Rosh Chodesh Pesach, they say he fell out of his bed sometimes, because he knew Rosh Hashanah was coming. Fell out of his bed. We're not so nervous. But we can still act intelligently, wisely. Deal with the din. Try to understand the judge. Our father, the judge. Malkeinu Shofteinu. How does he judge, and how can we beat, and how can we temper, and how can we deal with the judgment? So we're going to speak about five different lessons in how to deal with this. There's a holy Jewish concept which isn't so popular today. I know where it went. Called Rachmanis. Rachmanis, mercy. Being merciful. Chazal tell us, our rabbis tell us, kol merachim al abriyas. Anybody who is merachim al abriyas, someone who is merciful to others, merachim al love min hashemayim. Hashem will be merachim on us. Rachmanis, good old Yiddish Rachmanis. The Gemara in Yevamos tells us that when he saw the Gibeonites, the Gibeonites, that wanted to wipe out Shaul's children because of what Shaul had done to them, they're achzorim. They're angry, nasty, cruel people. And David HaMelech said, they're not roi lavo b'kal Hashem. You can't accept gerim converts from Gibeon. Because the three Jewish midas, the unique Jewish midas which we have, are rachmanim, baishanim, gomli chasadim. We do chesed, we're nice to others, we're baishanim, we have a mida of busha. That's for sure not popular today. There's a book called Doesn't Anyone Blush Anymore? Baishanim. And finally, rachmanim, mercy, to be a merciful person. And mercy, being rachmanistic, as we would say, breaks down to three categories. In our machshava, in our dibur, in our maisa. In the way we think, in the way we speak, in the way we act. Which correspond to different levels. And the neshama is known, they run nevesh, ruach, and neshama. First, in our maisim, in our actions, to act with rachmanis. So I think the first thing we could think about in that is tzedakah. Giving charity, right? Even if we don't have a lot of charity to give, but to give charity, to give tzedakah, that's an action of rachmanis al abriyas. And not just as a perfunctory act or a way to get rid of your 10 agorot pieces. You ever have that? So convenient. What do I do with these 20 agorot, you know? They didn't get rid of them yet. Ah, a poor man, gevaldig. You got a mitzvah, 20 pieces, an internal sense of rachmanis. This guy's asking for money. How terrible it must be. What does it feel like to ask for money? What's the feeling? You give the tzedakah with a little bit of rachmanis. And in our dibur, words of compassion. You drag yourself back to the room after a long night of learning. You're tired. You go ask your roommate, how's your day, man? He says, it's terrible. Oh, that's nice. Good night. Did you hear him? Did you hear what he said? He had a bad day. Maybe he needs a little chizuk. He needs a little strengthening. Nasas Rosh HaMazeh. Pick up the Jewish people's head. Pick him up. Speak to him. Be mizdeheh with him. Relate to him. Make him feel better. Use your words, your mouth, to make another Jew feel better. You see a distressed person in the rova. Give a smile. Say a nice word. Good morning. He's not going to bite, usually. Sometimes, but take the chance. Give a good word. And when you give tzedakah, say something. The Gemara in Bava Basra tells us, Gadol ha-mefaisa b'dvarim yosem enel sein tzedakah. The person who's mefais b'dvarim, who makes someone else feel good, is a greater level than the tzedakah itself. God on the face of his worm. So that's dibur. There's so much dibur of Rachmanis that's in front of us and available to us and that we can do and enter this category of being with someone who's merachem al habris. And finally, in our machshava, in our thinking. In our thinking. The Gemara tells us, kasha hirhura aver yosem avera. More difficult are the thoughts of sin than sin itself. And the Svarim talk about that because it's connected to machshava, whatever. But in a certain level, where we really live and where we're really judged and where we really act, so to speak, is in our machshava. And if it's like that by averus, it's like that by mitzvahs. Thoughts of mitzvahs are greater in a certain way than the mitzvah itself. So we have to think in a rachmanistic way. Now, what does that mean? We hear about so many tsaras, difficult times today. And everybody's asking for $10 for 36 months, $360, and you add that up a little bit. And you can't do it. You can't give tzedakah to everybody who wants. But when you think with rachmanis, oy, there's a yid b'tzara. Oy, there's a yid that's sick. Oy, there's a difficulty in a family. Oy, someone can't marry off his children. We are elevated beings. No one knows the difference but you. To be a rachamon in our machshava, to be merachem, because you are an elevated person then who cares, who makes a difference to. And that person afterwards you can daven for and do things for, and it's about our friends, and it's our families, certainly about secular Jews. Have a little rachmanis. Okay, so that's machshava dibur maisa. That's our first category. Kol merachem al habrios, merachem al levinu shamayim. That's a way to win in the din, to have mercy on other Jews. Dan lekav schus, to judge favorably. Kol adan lekav schus, dan en oso lekav schus. If you judge favorably, God will judge you favorably. There's a judgment. But if we judge favorably, Hashem will judge us favorably. You know, we're always judging everybody. My roommate did this, my Rebbe did this, Herschel did this, the yeshiva did this. Judge. Rabosai, you know the facts. You know what's going on? So often we have no idea the other side of the story. We have a little piece of the story and we judge. But you don't know. You have no idea. So how could you judge? And we're hurting ourselves by doing that. And further, on a deeper level, don't judge your friend until you get to his place. You know the facts of that case, but you don't know what's really going on. You don't know where he's from. You don't know what his parents were like. I want to read you a piece here from Tzvi Meyer. It has a wonderful sefer. Unbelievable. Kol yachad yachad, every member of Klai Yisrael, from the young to the old, his pnimius, his inner world, is built by how much? From hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands of details and little details without any end. Everything he does, every need he has, every proclivity he has, everything he does are built on all of these small details. Now listen to this list. Al kishron shelo, his abilities. Al amida shelo, his characteristics. Did you ever know to judge someone's what part of his neshama is being revealed in this world? The higher levels of neshama and his nesharish of his neshama. The Svarim tell us part of the way we act and what our life circumstances are built on our gilgulim. How do you translate gilgulim? Gilgulim. What? Our reincarnations. How do you know that? Al kol daris, all the daris that stand to come from him. Now he gets to psychology. And where he was, that was all before psychology. And where he was born. And where he lives. And where he learned. And on his parents. And on the past of his parents. And on the past of all of the daughters to what was great-great-great-grandfather like, from Adam Rishon until today. Because each of those things put a part into him. And his tafkid in this world. And all of his teachers. And the chinuch that he got, the education he got. And all of his friends. And all the difficulties. And all of his successes. When you see a person acting, all that comes into account. And you're going to judge him. It's insanity. It's foolishness. He's bad, he's good, he's this, is that. A person is a whole world. What do we know? I had a Yerushalmi friend in yeshiva. So when he needed me, he used to go like this. That's nice, huh? You like that when I do that to you? I got offended. You're snapping me. I'm working for you. That's not a way to do it. But then, you know, I thought about it. Obviously, in his society, that's what they do. And that's normal. Eating with manners. Oh, someone doesn't eat with manners. That's a societal thing. There's no book about it. There's no official thing. There's no etzem derech eretz to it. There's sometimes they come eat fish with their hands. They have a minute to eat the fish with their hands. I had a friend who didn't want me to take me for Shabbos with him, to a certain person, because this huge Talmud Chacham that did some of the svarim in the back, Used to eat fish with his hands, and my friend couldn't stop from laughing, and he couldn't take me. So it's a bad thing to do. If you grow up in a society, we have to fit 50,000 Hasidim into a small building, you learn to push. That's how you grow up. And you judge? Don't judge. The Sfas Emma says, don't judge a person until you get to this place, and you'll never get this place. So you can't really judge him. And finally, I want to add, Chazal say, don't judge unless. Judge favorably. Just stop judging. Al tadun. New Chazal. Al tadun. Don't judge. Why do we have to judge people all the time? Why are we judging all the time? Why everything we see and everyone we see and every situation we see, do we have to judge? Get busy with other things. Turn off our judgment totally. And we're doing ourselves a favor. Because we judge unfavorably, Chalila, God forbid what can happen. And we judge favorably, like we said, Hashem is going to judge us. Does anyone not need God to judge him favorably? Anyone want to go straight up for the din? Anybody? Not me. I'm on the other side. Okay. So what next for both sides? But there's someone we do have to judge. Who do we have to judge? We have to judge ourselves a little bit. And the rabbis tell us, Chazal tell us in the Medrash, Kishiyesh din lamata, ain din lamal. Listen to that. Until now we spoke about Hashem being merciful for us in the judgment. And we spoke about Him judging us favorably. But there are ways to turn off the divine judgment in some level. Kishiyesh din lamata, ain din lamala. Kishiyesh din lamata, yesh din lamala. When there is a din below, there is no din above. And when there's no din below, there is a din above. We can turn off on some level God's judgment. On some level. But how? By judging ourselves. By doing cheshbon and nefesh. By thinking through who we are. That's a din. That's a judgment. Right? It means other things also. But that's a judgment. We're judging ourselves. I'm looking at myself. Analyzing myself. Thinking about myself. That's judgment. And when there's judgment down here, when you're doing that, you turn off the divine judgment. You know, we're such a... Who's our enemy in judgment of Osai? Our enemy is our overwhelming sense that we're okay. I'm fine. It's such a strange generation. On the one hand, we have such a low self-image. And everybody's depressed. On the other hand, everybody thinks they're great. They're probably connected. We have to have the inner strength to look at ourselves and judge ourselves honestly and see what we're really built of. What am I living for? Am I treating people the right way? Am I living as I should? What's it all about? And when we do that, when we judge ourselves, we turn off the divine judgment. You might get to Shemayim after 120 and they're going to say to you, you know what? You remember the time when you and Eishet Torah, Rabbi Elsen Shir and Rabbi Reber Shir, and you did a real cheshbon nefesh? You saved the city. Because I was going to judge that city, and I was going to judge that place, and you had din lamata, you were judgeful of yourself down below, and there was no judgment above. I turned it off, the city did a little tshuva, and things were saved. Pretty serious. Okay, two more ideas are both saying. I'm going to stop. Mabir al midosa. There are times when we are exacting on other people. People do the wrong things to us. And we can take them to task. But we are mabir. We pass upon ourselves. We pass upon our way to act. We're mabir al midosav. What do we get for that? I don't take revenge. I don't give the guy what he deserves for taking my piece of chicken. I let it pass. When you do that, when you're mabir al midosav, Hashem, listen to these words, passes over all of our sins. Mabir al kol pshav. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah explains that like this. She'eno medaktik. He's not medaktik. He's not specific to judge those who give him a difficult time. And he leaves his mida. Lefia mida. But look, he did something wrong to me. I have a right. You have a right. That's the point. That's your mida. Mida is a right. Mida is a judgment, an evaluation, a kli. But amabi al midos. I pass over that. Hashem is going to pass over you. Umeiniyef. Umeiniyech midosav. Beholichlo. And he lets it go. When you're mabir al midosav, so Hashem is mabir al arp shoyev. But Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitt says it can't just be stam. It has to come from a sense of humbleness. It's not just enough that I heard Yeshua said I want to do it. But I'm humble. I have a sense of being humble. Maybe I don't deserve all the time everything I get. So someone did something wrong. So what? I'm humble. The Baal HaTanya once spoke about the Noam Elimelech. And he says, I want to tell you about the Anivus, the humbleness of the Heiliger Erev Melech. So he says like this. You know, there's a space between the table and a chair, right? Usually where you're sitting. If you don't know where that is, look at your legs. That's that space between where your leg hits the table. So one time, as the Baal HaTanya was speaking, the Sefer Noam Elimelech was there. The famed Hasidic Sefer, like that. He said, you know what? If you would take the Noam Elimelech himself and stuff him in that space where the Sefer is, He wouldn't say anything. Okay, a Yid wants me over there, I'll go over there. For Vas Nisht. Why not? He wouldn't say a word. That's where that nevus has to come from. That's where the lack of being mad, that's where we have to mavra midos. So someone did something, so he did. So, we both say we're a shvachador. No one means anything. No one means anything. No, what did he do? He didn't mean it. You think he mean it? Didn't mean it. We're a bunch of cabbage heads. You know what cabbage heads are, Rabosai? Cabbage heads. We don't mean, we're not even strong enough to do bad things to other people. So what are you getting so upset about? Let it go. Leave it. The Gemara says, a bias offel. We know that Hashem, that we check houses for negaim. We check houses for those blemishes. In Parshas Metzora, that's part of the Lashon Hara process, right? We check the houses. But it says a bias offel, a low-level house, you don't open up. A dark house, a dark low house, you don't open the windows to check. You beat the din. If you're a low-level person, a humble person, I'm humble, and I'm not mocked on other people, I'm not specific and I'm not exacting on other people, so Hashem will let the din pass. So what do we have so far? Rachmanis, being merciful. Judging favorably and not judging at all. Judging ourselves, right? And finally, being mavir midoseinu, those are four powerful ways that we can get the judge to work for us, that we can get the judgment to work for us. And finally, maybe our most important thing. You know, we take haircuts and shower before Rosh Hashanah, but we should be scared. How can you take a haircut before Rosh Hashanah? So the Chazal tell us, our rabbis tell us, because we're sure that Hashem is going to make an ace for us. Betuchim! We're convinced. We have utter faith that Hashem is going to make a miracle and we're going to get through the din. Now, both sides, does every individual have that haftacha? Halavai. But no individual do. Barai, people died this last year. 62 Chayalim, this. We know there are a lot of tsaros this year and every year. There's no haftacha. There's no promise for any individual. But the tzibur, the Jewish community, is promised. We will always be. La yomi shatarmi pimi yizari. The Kleist will always be. That's the haftacha. That's the promise. And sometimes it's even a nace. It's a wondrous thing to let us, as a tzibur, to get through the din. But we will always make it. And we, as members of the tzibur, we take haircuts because we live in that. Yosef HaTzadik. 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 The Tzadik. The one who has amplifies tikkus more than anyone else in the whole of Jewish history. Yosef HaTzadik. Midas HaTzadik. Think about what he did. He stood up to every Nisayan. Ben HaMachaber, Ben HaMachaber. What his brothers did to him. He didn't have any tinness on them. And he wasn't angry at them. He was Mavir Midosav. He did everything he could. And he stood up to Eishes Potifar. Yosef HaTzadik. And the rabbis tell us that he died before his brothers. Because he was no Yisroar Batzmo. Because he was on a higher level. Because he was a leader. Both said there's a danger in leadership. You know what the danger is? That you separate yourself on some level from the community. I'm above them. And Lefi Yosef Tzidkus, on some level he did that also. We don't even understand exactly how. No Yisroar Batzmo. I'm above. I'm above the Tzibur. Maral says when you're in the middle of the Tzibur, it's like a river. The river flows. But when you separate yourself, you're like on the side of the river. And you get stuck in all those roots and other things, ebbies and whatnot. To be a chelik of the tzibur is the only way we can be nitzel. It's the only way we can save ourselves. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta so famously said, how do you get through Rosh Hashanah? You have to be an ish, a man shat tzibur tzrichim lo. You have to be someone that the tzibur needs you. Look at yourself, do a judgment. Does the tzibur need me? Does Klal Yisrael need me? And we have to daven and learn in that way. I'm learning right now because I know it makes a difference, and I'm learning right now so it builds me. To be a person who can be mishamish the tzibur, what a schus! What a hatzalah! It saves me. People have kindness, and when Eish HaTorah tells you should work for the tzibur, what are you telling me? I want a nice, comfortable life. We're both giving you life. To work for the tzibur is the greatest thing in the world. That's what's matzavus. That's what can save a person. To be an ish the tzibur needs. You're someone who makes a difference. In every way, I think about the tzibur. I die for the tzibur. I'm a gabbai. I'm a kind of the guys that make the seats for Rosh Hashanah. Gevaldik! Oh, I have to clean up the seats from the base medrash. I have to do something. Ah. Bosa, that's giving you life. That gives us life to be someone that the klal needs. Our klal here, our community here, and the greater Jewish community. So Bosa, let's try to remember these five things. I said a lot of stuff. We have to try to have rachmanis. We have to be merciful people. We have to judge favorably. And not judge at all. But we have to judge ourselves not favorably. And we have to be mavir al midoseinu. We have to pass over those who give us a difficult time. And finally, and maybe most importantly, we have to be someone that the tzibur needs. And we can have that, Bezrat Hashem. Each and every one of us will be together with the whole Jewish people, as all of us are nechtav v'nechtam. L'chaim tov marukim. Hatzlacha rabba. Thank you. Amen.
very much.